Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton. We're talking to Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today.
We're out here at Bolton Road. We see a lot of construction. Looks like things being torn down. What's the significance of this project today?
It's a great day in the neighborhood. We are fighting the blight, literally. So we are tearing down what will be our largest demolition in the city of Atlanta's history. These apartments have been an eyesore in this community for nearly a decade. And I'm so very grateful to join our council members in just 9 short months to get this property torn down. And we know that when we have abandoned properties, they are just a magnet for crime. We've had multiple fires here. We have a daycare right across the street. A lot of seniors in this community. So it is, I hope it speaks to our commitment to our communities, that we want our communities to look great and feel great.
I'm sure people can hear the noise that's going on behind us. They're taking on this task and they're doing it at a rapid rate. It's something you talked about during the campaign, getting rid of these blighted areas.
Certainly. We talked about it during the campaign, and now we're putting it into action. And so our next step will be to find ways that we can repurpose these properties. Now that we are tearing them down, can we use them? Can we convert them into green space? Can they be redeveloped into affordable housing? So that's our next step as an administration, to explore those options as well.
Now let's talk to you, too, about Public Safety Commissioner. Former Chief Turner has been brought in as interim. Tell me about that position in itself. Why is it necessary?
This is really something that has been a structure in the city of Atlanta many decades ago, even under Mayor Maynard Jackson, and it's not an unusual structure in cities across the nation. So it really is about us realigning our resources and making sure that as we prepare for the Super Bowl and as we are facing a shortage of officers and public safety challenges, that we have an experienced leader in place who can help coordinate all of our resources, and we have that in Chief Turner. Very grateful to the Atlanta Hawks, who are providing his services as an executive on loan, meaning they are covering his salary for an entire year, and that really speaks to their commitment and love for our city as well.
Open checkbook is something that made a big splash. You talked about it earlier. Now it has come to fruition. What do you tell the citizens of Atlanta about what it is and how it helps them?
What I say to all of Atlanta is that we don't have anything to hide. If we are spending dollars, then certainly the public deserves to know how they are being spent and being allocated. And hopefully this is another step to reassure the public that there is transparency inside of City Hall. And people can go online from their laptops and their smartphones, and you can find out how the resources are being allocated.
FAMU, Andrew Gillum.
Yes.
How excited are you about him being the Democratic nominee for governor of Florida?
I am declaring this the year of the Rattler, and I'm so excited for Mayor Gillum and just the incredible campaign that he ran, and he stayed focused on the issues and the people, and at the end of the day, that's what matters. So I truly hope that people across the nation will remember our campaign. An 832 vote difference out of 96,000 cast, and know that you can make a difference in Georgia and in Florida and in races across this country.
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, we're here on Bolton Road. Thank you so much for your time.
Always wonderful to see you. Thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.